Welcome to the table. This is Sunday Spreads, your one-stop shop for NFL news, hot takes, and weekly bets where we break bread and everybody eats. It's your boy, Brian Bracey. I'm here with my co-host, Mr. Watson. Yo, Watts, what up?
What up, my boy? How's it going?
Living the dream, my boy. How are you?
Hey, man, we here. About to do another episode for the people them.
Yes, sir.
You already know how that go.
Especially after last week. We did well.
We did well.
Both far over 50%. I was at 67%. Yeah. You was at 71%.
Y'all better pay attention, man. We hot right now.
Hot.
You trying to win?
Right.
You trying to win?
Put booby in.
You trying to win? Alter this spread that thing.
You're not wrong. Because honestly, everything that we literally alternate spread everything. And it's like the first couple weeks, I wasn't really alternate spreading it. Like you were a little bit and I wasn't. Now that we alternate spreading that thing.
Everything.
Sunday spreads is where it's at.
It's either money line or alternate spread.
Yeah.
I'm rarely leaving it where it's at.
Right.
Rarely.
Sunday spreads to the moon.
I'm about to get that on a t-shirt.
I've been thinking about like merch.
If you want to win, alternate spread that thing.
Yo, that's going to go hard.
They're like, alternate spread? Like, yeah.
Yeah, like that.
You like that.
Yeah, let's jump into our game picks.
Right into it. Let's get it.
All right, game one, we have Jets at Vikings. Vikings are 2.5-point favorites at home. What you looking at?
Jets, Vikings. We touched on it last pod. Are the Vikings who they portrayed themselves to be?
Mm-hmm.
That is a good question. I think the Jets defense is good enough to at least test the Vikings and put them in more precarious situations, I would think. But with that being said, I got Vikings money line.
Vikings money line. I like it. Honestly, I didn't think you were going there. Did not think you were going there. For that game, how you, like we talked about last episode and you just brought it up just now, like the wheels are going to have to fall off eventually. And I feel like the time for it to fall off would be now. You got Aaron Rodgers going to Minnesota. You know, they were former division rivals. He ran that division for years. And then you got the Jets defense coming in. A little slept on, and the Vikings are riding a high. Also, they almost fumbled that game last week.
They did. But to go up 28-0, I mean,
yeah,
that defense, like, technically that defense only gave up 14 points. I mean, obviously we could be semantical and game flow matters, but, like, one of those touchdowns they gave up, Darnold had a strip sack, and, like, and it was now like first and goal. And then there was another like fumble on a like a punt return or something like that. So it's like two of those touchdowns were damn near give me's.
Yeah.
As far as the defense is concerned, they gave up 14 points. Who do you think is a better defense, the Vikings or the Broncos?
I want to say the Vikings.
I want to say the Vikings as well.
Yeah. I want to say the Vikings are arguably the best defense in the league right now.
Right now.
Like you got the Steelers, yeah, and then it's like the Vikings.
Steelers, Vikings. I mean,
Broncos are playing well.
Yeah, they just let the it's the Bears. Yeah, I think they're always up there. So nah, it's a tough call.
My pick for that game, I'm going Jets plus 5.5. I think the Jets have a chance to win this game. Do I think they win? No, but I think they can keep it close. I think Aaron Rodgers can keep it close. Over under in that game is 40.5. I would like to bump that thing up to 47.5 and take the under. I think both defenses show up in this game and I don't see a lot of points. Like unless the Vikings just come out and do what they've been doing and just start dominating, put up 30, 40, like it's nothing.
All right. For my money, I feel like both defenses are going to show up and make it tough for both offenses. So I went with 34.5 and the over.
We back on opposite ends of things.
Yes, sir.
One of these weeks, like it just has to go my way.
I mean, we'll see, man. Weeks. We'll see. You're knocking, but I'm gonna keep you at bay. Gotta keep the streak going. Four in a row.
Right.
Trying to make it five.
Trying to make
five
it five.
Time. Five times. Five times. Shout out Booker T.
Booker T. That's the second time Booker T's been referenced on the show. He needs the fault.
Yo, facts. Yo, Book, if you want to get on, just let me know.
Right.
Hit my DMs, my boy.
Next game, we got Panthers at Bears, and Bears are 4-point favorites.
Panthers at Bears. So the Panthers do look better with the Red Rocket back there. The Bears still don't give me confidence. I do like their defense. I think their defense is legit. But the Bears offense just still does not give me confidence. But with that being said, I like the Bears defense to do enough for the Bears to win the game. I think that's going to be a theme for the Bears all season. And so for this game, I got Bears money line.
I like it. For that game, I think the Panthers are a better team with Andy Dalton. Do I think they are a winning team? No, but I think he can keep games close. I got Panthers plus 7.5. Over under in that game is 41.5. Yeah, that one's tough because, like you said, I don't believe in the Bears offense. I believe in the Bears defense, but I do believe in Andy Dalton over with the Panthers. To be safe, I'm going 33.5 in the over.
Okay. I hear that. For me and my money, similarly to what you're saying, I don't see too many points being scored, but I could see them getting at least 40 combined. And so I went with 37.5 in the over. That one's going to be a close one for us, depending on, I can already tell.
Yeah. There was one last week where I think I took 42.5 and you took 43.5 and the total was, I think, 42.
Mm-hmm.
So I ended up getting it.
Mm-hmm. That's how they get you.
Yep. Next game, we got Ravens on the road at the Bengals, and the Ravens are 2.5-point favorites on the road.
All right. The Bengals play the Ravens tough. Joe Burrow shows no fear in his heart. You put no fear in my heart whenever he sees the Ravens. I think the Bengals have been figuring it out, but clearly the Ravens have as well. So it's a tough call. Divisional as well. Mm-hmm. Bengals at home, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep.
All right. This is a tough one to call. But for me and my money, I would reluctantly money line the Ravens.
I don't see nothing wrong with that.
I just think Derrick Henry's going to rip those boys a new one defensively.
Yeah. I think the Ravens are a better team than the Bengals. I think the Ravens are turning that corner, like I said in last week's episode, that they are becoming that team that teams are afraid of. Derrick Henry's rolling. Lamar Jackson's unstoppable per usual.
Rushing for 200 a game between right. The team. Like Justice Hill out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Being explosive.
With that being said, I do think the Ravens win this game, but I'm taking Bengals plus 7.5. I think the Bengals keep it close based on their home. It's a division game. Like you said, Joe Burrow don't care. Joe Burrow loves to show up for the big games.
Yeah.
It's the games that's like, oh, the Bengals are definitely going to win this game. And it's like, wait, where did Joe go? So, yeah, I got Bengals plus 7.5. Over under in that game is 50.5. I'm going to go 43.5 and take the over.
I hear that. I got 45.5 in the over.
Next game, we have...
Did you say 43 in the over?
Yes, 43 in the over. Next game, we have a snooze fest, something real gross-like. We have the Dolphins at the Patriots. The Patriots are 1-point favorites. That's how you know this game is gross, when the Patriots are favorited.
Yeah, that game is a grossie. I don't think we're going to spend too much time on that one.
Certainly not.
I got the Patriots money line.
Samesies. Patriots money line. I don't even want to mess with the spread. If they lose, whatever. We both take L's. It is what it is. Over under in that game is 35.5. I'm going to bump that thing up to 43.5 and take the under.
I hear that. I'm on a similar page. I bumped it up to 46.5 in the under.
A part of me wants to like drop it low. Part of me wants to drop it low and then just like take the under and just assume they're not going to score a lot and win some money. But
because what'd you go with 40?
43 and a half in the under. Where a part of me's like, yo, 31 and a half, take the under, win some money. But
that's 10-13 final score.
Right. That's too risky. So we'll stick with the 43 and a half.
He said, I'm trying to keep it close, Watts.
Yeah, yeah. Next game, we got Browns at Commanders. Commanders are 3.5-point favorites.
So the Browns, I do not have any faith in the Browns. The Commanders are hot, but this also seems like the perfect time for a random upset.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to be the one to pick it. I got Commanders money line.
I like the Commanders in this game, but like you said, this has upset written all over it. Everyone is buying in on the Commanders, but I'm going to go Commanders -2.5. I think they win by at least a field goal. The Browns stink. It's just, I don't know. If the Browns win, hey, you shocked me. Mm-hmm. It is what it is. I'm willing to take that out. Over under in that game is 44.5. I don't know. I don't see the Browns putting up too many points. I can see the Commanders putting up a little bit. I'm going to bump that up to 51.5 and take the under.
I hear that. For me and my shmoney dance with the good fellas, I went with 38.5 in the over.
Next game. We have Colts.
What was yours again?
Oh, sorry. 51.5 in the under.
51 in the undy.
We're going to go. Next game is Colts at Jaguars.
Jaguars.
And the Jags are 3-point favorites. This game is
another ugly one.
Yeah.
I don't trust the Colts. But with Flak Attack back there, they got a different little pep in their step. If Flak Attack is playing, I like the Colts. Last time I checked, I got Taylor on a fantasy team. He was questionable, but that seems like to be everybody post Sunday. Everyone seems to be questionable going into the week. That's just football for you. I don't trust the Jags. They played the Texans good last week, and they're playing another divisional game. So, but it also seems like this is the perfect chance to go with the underdog. So I got the Colts +4.5.
We are on similar wavelengths. I got Colts +5.5. If Joe Flacco plays, a part of me wants to just go Colts money line. Mm-hmm. But as of right now, we don't know who's starting. But I think even with Anthony Richardson, they can keep it close. Jags aren't really that good. So yeah, Colts +5.5. Over under in that game is 46.5. I'm going 53.5 and I'm taking the under.
53 in the undy. I like where your head's at because I got 54 in the undy.
54.5 or 54?
Oh, my fault. Good call. 54.5 in the undy.
See, I'm not selfish. I'm here for the people.
I'm here for the people, man. We need a fair voting.
Bills at Texans. Bills are 1-point favorites on the road.
Now, this is a good game right here. Do the Bills bounce back? Are the Texans legit? Find out on the next episode.
Dragon Ball Z.
I used to hate that.
Nah, for real. Just watch Goku powering up for five minutes.
And it would be 5 minutes of episode recap, 3 minutes of the last episode starting this episode, then you give me 5 minutes of actual episode, and then you're giving me another 3 minutes of previews
Goku's
for the next
going,
episode.
Ah,
a couple of people watching from the side like, oh my God!
Right? Krillin just over there half dead.
Ridiculous. But back to the game. Bills versus the Texans. This is a good game on paper. Typically, for me, I'd probably build more parlay or more player props around this one just because it's a tough one to call. But with that being said, for my money, I got Texans +7.5.
I like that +7.5.
Yeah.
I was going there. I went Texans plus 5.5.
Okay.
But I like that 7.5 because, like, that touchdown.
It's that touchdown.
It's that touchdown.
But they might only win by a field goal.
Right.
And you're good.
You know, I'm taking Texans plus 5.5. I think it's going to be a good game. I think the Texans at home, they're a good team.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they're a great team, but I think they're a good team.
Mm-hmm.
Since they're at home, they'll be able to – they could probably hold off the Bills.
I think the Bills do got to bounce back, though.
Yeah.
Because you don't want back-to-back slub showings.
Yeah.
Because now you start to question, like, oh, what's our ceiling?
Right. Oh, what's our ceiling? Over-under in that game is 47.5. I would like to bring that down to 42.5 and take the over.
Okay, okay. I'm in a similar boat, you know what I'm saying? Different level, you know what I'm saying? I got the 41.5 in the over.
Next game, we got Raiders at Broncos. Broncos are 2.5-point favorites in that game.
The Broncolinos. So they're slowly transitioning into a defensive team, which, you know, that already gives you a fighting chance in most games if your defense travels. I think that's one of the old adages.
Mm-hmm.
Run game travels, defense travels. With that being said, I don't know what the Raiders are either. Divisional game. Broncos at home. I go Broncos money line.
Samesies. I got Broncos money line simply off the fact, yeah, I don't know what the Raiders are. Don't know what the Broncos are. I don't even know if Devontae Adams is going to play. They're trying to trade him, so they're probably not going to let him play so he doesn't get hurt. No Devontae Adams and the Raiders. Who knows what that offense is going to look like. But yeah, Broncos money line. They're at home. It's hard to breathe up there from what I've heard.
Yes.
So over-under in that game is 35.5. I would like to bump that up to 42.5 and take the under.
42 in the undie?
Yes, sir.
All right. I like where your head's at with that one because I'm on a similar boat, different level. I got the 44.5 with the undie. A little more cushion, you know what I'm saying? A little more cushion for the pushing, you know what I'm saying? Vegas trying to play with me and all that. I don't like that, cuz, you know what I'm saying?
Next game, we got Cardinals at 49ers. 49ers are 7-point favorites.
Cardinals, Niners. I think the Cardinals are back down to earth. And I think the Niners are going to continue to do what they do. So for my money, just to be safe, I got the Niners minus 2.5.
We are on the same wavelength. I have 49ers minus 2.5 as well. Over under in that game is 49.5. I would like to bump that up to 53.5 and take the under.
53 in the undie.
Yeah, I don't see too many points being put up in that game.
Unless it's the Cardinals or unless it's the Niners doing it.
Yeah.
Like I can see like a 30-10, 30-17. For my shmoney, I bumped that thing down and I bumped it down to 43.5 in the over.
Next game we got Packers on the road at the Rams. Packers are 3-point favorites.
The Pack Attack, the Ram-a-Lambs. I don't know, man. If Love's playing, the record says 0-2, 0-3. If
wrong.
Willis is playing, they 2-0. So, I mean, that's a big thing. No, I'm lying. It's gonna be Love. But the stats are what the stats are. I'm not saying otherwise. The Pack Attack, I think Love a week removed from the injury. Rams super banged up. I don't know if they got anyone coming back this week. I haven't seen anything to tell me otherwise. So for my money, I got the Packers minus 2.5.
another same wavelength. I also have the Packers minus 2.5. Like you said, I think the Rams are just too banged up to really compete. Packers are a good team. I think they go into L.A. and they take a dub, especially with Jordan Love. I feel like a lot of his play, like the picks, was like it's his knee. Like he was a little weary because it was the second half where he really picked up. So over-under in that game is 48. I like 50.5 in the under. I think the Rams offense might struggle.
True, true, true. For Mash Money, I got 41.5 in the over.
Next game, we have the Giants at Seahawks, and the Seahawks are 6-point favorites.
It's the Sea Chickens and the G-Men duel it out on the gridiron. No. That game, the Giants slowly but surely are creeping into competence. But with that being said, I feel like Seattle is a better team. They're at home. Giants trying to travel over to the crazy Seattle town and win that game is a tough, tough, tough call. And so for me and my money, I got the Seahawks covering minus 6.5.
So every week I have that game that's like, hey, this is the one you make a little money. You stretch that line in the other way. Not the safe way, the aggressive way.
Mm-hmm.
I like Seahawks minus 9.5.
Okay.
I think the Seahawks are going to bounce back after that loss to Detroit. I think they looked good. Detroit just looked better. They were in Detroit. It's a Monday night game. I'm sure that crowd was bumping. They get a few plays. Seahawks just, the momentum, they just couldn't get it back. But I think going home to Seattle, like you said, the Giants have to travel West Coast. Time change throws you off. That crowd is crazy up in Seattle still, 12-man. Yeah, I like Seahawks minus 9.5. I think they win by multiple scores, and you can make a little money on that game.
I hear that.
Hopefully.
Hopefully.
Over-under in that game is 43.5. I would like to – I'm gonna keep it at 43.5, and I'm going to take the over.
43 with the over? I like that. For my money, I went to 38.5 in the over.
Yeah, Seahawks-Giants game. That's the game I'm trying to make some money on.
I hear that.
Next game, Sunday night, we got Cowboys at Steelers. Steelers are 2.5-point favorites.
The Cowboys-Steelers. How you feeling about that game? Let me hear what you got.
Honestly, It's tough because DeMarcus Lawrence is going to be out. Micah Parsons will most likely be out or at least banged up. Brandon Cooks is out. Cowboys are banged up. Like it's really going to have to be the Dak and CD show if they want a chance. I believe Carson, our rookie corner, he's still banged up. Deron Bland's not back. Steelers just lost. They're at home Sunday night against the Cowboys. That crowd's going to be crazy. They're gonna need to bounce back. Yeah, I'm going with Steelers money line.
Ooh.
Yeah, Steelers money line. Every week I've picked the Cowboys, we've lost. Every time I've picked against the Cowboys, we've won.
Trying to reverse psychology that.
Yeah, thing. Trying to switch it up.
So Steelers money line.
Granted, I picked the Cowboys last week against the Giants, but that doesn't count.
Right.
I think everyone knew that was gonna happen.
Right. I hear that. So the way I look about this or think about this game, I see T.J. Watt doing his thing because that's just what T.J. does, wreck games. Your rookie right tackle?
Left tackle. Tyler Guyton.
Also, never mind. I thought he was the right.
I mean, Terrence Steele ain't no better on the right.
Ain't no better, he said. So that sounds like someone T.J. is ready to terrorize. The Steelers' defense has been legit, even though they just let the Colts come in there and pack them up, which was kind of shocking. Like you said, you guys are banged up, though. I don't see their offense doing too much. For my money, I got the Steelers to cover -2.5. They win by a field goal.
Yeah, honestly, I see that happening. But Steelers money line for me, just because I can't disrespect the Cowboys. I can't. I can't do that to them. Over under in that game is 43. I'm bumping that up to 48.5 and taking the under.
48.5 with the undie. I like where your head's at. I'm in a similar boat. I bumped that thing up to 51.5 with the undie. Because they are not dropping 50 between the two of them.
Yeah, nah. Not at all.
It's an easy one right there.
And last game of the week, Monday night, we got Saints at Chiefs, and the Chiefs are 5.5-point favorites.
Saints and the Chiefies. What you got?
That game, I like the Chiefs. Like I said, Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid, they on that Las Vegas shaving points, Jameis Winston, Florida State days. They like that spread of 5.5, and they're like, we going to keep it close. Right. We going to make sure, like, one way or the other, it's close. Right. So, honestly, I like – this is tough, man. I like Saints plus 7.5.
I like where your head's at. I like where your head's at because mine's in a similar boat. I got the Saints plus 10.5. Saints defense is good enough to – you know, forcing Mahomes turnover or two.
Yeah.
Saints offense is going to run the ball. Chiefs are a solid run defense. Like, the Chiefs are a defensive team, low-key.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we could talk about Mahomes and all that stuff, but they're low-key a defensive team. Shout out Spagnuolo. So, I got Saints plus 10.5, though. They can cover. Like you said, they're going to keep it close.
Yeah. Over-under in that game is 42.5. I like to bump that. Yep, my gut's telling me to bump that. I don't know.
But you have you had the Chiefs covering?
No, Saints plus 7.5.
Oh, Saints plus 7.
Yeah, 42.5 over under in that game. That's so tough, man, because like the Chiefs, like you said, like they're a defensive team. Patrick Mahomes doesn't put up crazy amounts of points, but the Saints have been putting up points. And it's like, which Saints team shows up? Does Patrick Mahomes have to put up 30 to win because Derek Carr puts up 28? Or do they both shut each other down and it's just tough to score? I'm going 47.5 in the under. That's what my gut's telling me.
I hear that. I'm in a similar boat. I just gave myself some more cushion. I went with 52.5 in the undie.
All right. That's our week 5 picks. We ran through that. I'm glad we can just, there's no crazy thought process, no tangents in these episodes. It's just like straight to business.
That's what
the Thursday
episode. That's what you guys listen for. Yeah, the rants, the tangents, yeah. The soliloquies.
Those are the day one fans. Yeah. You listen to those episodes, you're like, I'm gonna lock in for an hour and some change, right? Cuz these is my dudes. I rock with them.
Right.
And then when it's like, all right, I'm here to make some money.
This is what we're here for.
Yeah, we're here for game
right
picks.
To the bread.
But before we go, we are going to leave you on a little Sunday parlay pie.
The peasy.
A little parlay where we put together a four-legger where we both put a game lock and we both put a player prop lock. And with that said, I will start you off with my game lock of the week. I got the Seahawks minus 2.5. I think they win by at least a field goal. Like I said in my game picks, I think they cover 9.5. So Seahawks minus 2.5 is my game lock. What you got for your game lock?
I hear that. The Seahawks are definitely a solid bet this week. My game lock for the week, it's tough because I feel like this week, there's a good amount of games you can feel comfortable or uncomfortable with, actually. But for me, the lock of the week is the Niners are going to win by a field goal at minimum. So you can slam that -2.5 that we mentioned earlier. Slam it.
Niners -2.5 against the Cardinals. I like it.
Yeah, slam it.
That's real confident.
Slam it.
Real confident in that. I'm confident in the Seahawks and the 49ers.
Yeah.
My first player prop bet for this week is I like Stroud 2+ touchdowns. Mm. I feel like he's going against Josh Allen and the Bills. He's going to have to put up points. I don't believe Joe Mixon is back. If he is back, he's still a little banged up. I think they're going to have to throw the ball. And maybe C.J. Stroud might have something to prove. Man. Playing Josh Allen, it's like it's kind of like the battle for the second best quarterback in the league because no one's topping Patrick Mahomes. So everyone's just racing for that. I want to be second.
Right.
And I think C.J. Stroud, he wants that title. I think Josh Allen's been holding that title for a little while. And I think Stroud comes out hot and he puts up at least two touchdowns, one to Nico, one to Steph.
I hear that.
What you looking at for a player lock to make this Sunday parlay pie?
I feel like two locks, they're in the same game. They're the star players for the opposite teams, but I feel like they both are going to score. Their over-under is damn near 50 points, so there's going to be points in that game. So that Baltimore versus Cincinnati, I see Derrick Henry scoring and I see Chase scoring. I feel like those are the start of a really good anytime touchdown parlay proppy. Put my maybe put another like two more anytime touchdown bets on those. You're good bread.
So we got Seahawks -2.5, 49ers -2.5, Stroud 2+ touchdowns, and you can pick either a Henry anytime or a Chase anytime touchdown. Or if you're like, I really want to make this spot, this pie something spicy, you add them both. Yeah. And you know what? I got a little extra spice for you too. That little whipped cream drop on the top.
Hey,
I got Geno Smith 1+ touchdown pass.
Because he's throwing that thing around.
Yeah, I don't see him getting out of this Seattle versus Giants game without throwing at least one touchdown.
I hear that. So nah, I think this one's a solid little piecer for you people. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Thank us later.
Yeah, honestly, I'm feeling real confident about these parlay pies.
Yeah, man. I mean, because I feel like we both go on the smart side. We're not really going too crazy.
Yeah. I'm not throwing in no Anthony Richardson anytime interceptions.
Right.
Where I get a little aggressive. I can get a little aggressive. I'm sorry.
Right. Or freaking Josh Allen, 2 rushing touchdowns.
Right. Like, yes, that will win you a lot of money if it hits. But, like, what's the odds of it hitting? It's low.
Yeah.
Hence why you would win a lot of money. But on that note, hey, another disclaimer. We are not professionals. This is for entertainment purposes only. We're here to entertain y'all. All these bets, you can lose. Like I said, we're not professionals. So bet responsibly, please.
If you're going to parlay... Parlay them pies.
But yeah, on that
note. If you want to win, spread that thing.
You're going to make that a thing.
Right, for sure. If you want to win, spread that thing.
Spread it.
That could mean a lot of things.
Yo, do you remember?
Talking to you, Shorty. No.
Do you remember that stand up with Dave Chappelle where he was like, cops can tell your identity by like your gooch? He was like, one time I got pulled over and he was like, spread your cheeks and lift your sack. It was like, what? When you was just talking about spread that thing, that's what came to my mind. Is Dave Chappelle's gooch.
Dave Chappelle was ahead of his time. Nah, I was randomly watching the Chappelle show the other day and it's like, you forget some of these episodes. It's like, yo, this man was ahead of his time.
Nah, yeah.
Key and Peele stole the whole swag.
And
I think he low-key didn't rock with them for that reason.
I wouldn't blame him.
You know?
Because it was pretty much like there was this empty void that Dave Chappelle left when he was just like, I'm not selling my soul for $60 million. Mm-hmm. I'm going to Africa. And it was just like, well, we need somebody to do these skits. Like,
and these guys are like, we'll do it.
Right. Granted, they are hilarious.
But... Nah, facts. And it's dope how they both kind of went their separate ways but are both still successful.
Yeah.
It's dope.
Yeah.
Which one's the movie director?
That is... Peele. Jordan Peele.
He's dropping another movie.
Yeah. Like, his movies are dope.
He knows what he's doing behind the camera, man. Him and the creator of Black Panther are doing a movie together.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That's going to be fire.
It's going to be fire. So
yeah, and Key, he's everywhere.
Yeah, he's like on randomly. TV. Yeah. He be hosting stuff. Yep. He be on commercials. Yep. That's smart though. I'd bop around like that too.
Nah, for real.
Like I wouldn't want to be stuck in one thing, and now you're that guy that does that thing. Like
right.
Nah, let me do these commercials. Let me crack a joke on a random skit. Let me do random pop ups, like all that.
Nah, word. Everybody can't be Denzel Washington.
You know, which is not a bad typecast to be. Like Denzel literally gets to be himself in every movie.
Pretty much. Nah, that's
I guarantee it. I guarantee it. You see that stamp? I guarantee it.
Nah, what's crazy is like so many actors just like they get their inspiration from Denzel, and you can tell because mm-hmm. Denzel is literally himself in every movie. So when like someone is inspired by him, like you could like in Snowfall.
Yeah.
There's like three characters clearly inspired by Denzel Washington.
Yep. Or when you watch his son act, like, you're like, yeah, you've clearly been in the household.
Nah, for sure.
Because you're dramatizing the drama, which I'm not mad at it, you know? Act off. Show
when,
the chops.
Yeah, when that bottom lip start quivering and he starts, like, hitting the table with his finger. Yeah,
facts. Or they just stare blankly into the camera with, like, a silent intense fury. Like, yeah, that's that Denzel stare.
This was definitely a random tangent.
Yes, the back end. Because we looked like, man, we did kind of breeze through that thing real quick.
Yeah, we flew right through this. So it's like, hey, now you're just hanging out with two friends.
You know,
like,
what's a couple of jokes between friends?
But
and that's all of us.
Yeah, yeah.
You guys included.
Yeah, man. But y'all stay safe out there.
If you want to win, spread that thing.
Spread that thing.
Keep it tight.
Keep it tight.
Love y'all, man. Be safe out here.